Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back. From theballerlifestyle.com, it's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 502, and that is a very significant episode number if you're from where I'm from, because that is that was the vehicle code or the criminal code for when all of our dads were getting DUIs back in the 70s and 80s. They'd call it a 502. That's how you know what generation you're from, because look, here in California, we have the most cars and the most drivers and the worst traffic. And we invented drunk driving, or we are the proprietors of drunk driving here. And it was a way of life until Uber came around in this part of the country for a long time. And so that's how you knew. Like, all my friends, not me, okay? Thankfully, in my testosterone younger years, not me. I never was subject to this, but I knew a lot of people, all my friends got DUIs, and they were called DUIs. And if you're from a place in the country that calls it a DWI, you call it the wrong thing. Okay? It's not called that. It's called a DUI. That's what we call it. But if you're from an older generation, it's called a 502. I got a 502. That's how I know you're 10 years older than me, at least, because you call it a 502, not a DUI. So anyway, episode 502. Sorry about your dad's 502. Multiple, probably. If you would like to, if you have thoughts on 502s, send me an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. That's the email address. You can also call us and tell us about your dad or your stepdad's many DUIs. My 502s. My fan, I believe his stepdad got a DUI /502 picking him up from Cub Scouts or something, I recall, as a child. So that's a thing. So you can call us 949-464-TBLS-8257. Additionally, please consider subscribing. Click the link in the show notes. It's the only link in the show notes. And that's how you sign up for Red Circle, where you get all the bonus content. We've been doing long ass shows, and there's a lot of extra shit that we talk about that I don't put out for free. You get plenty for free. You get an ass full for free, but there's more. And if you want to hear all the extra stuff we do, including my bonus show, Bonus Bri, including the stereo TBLS after show that I do every Friday night with the great Dolomite D, we post that to the Red Circle page, and that's just where you get all the extra stuff. So it's $5 a month, $50 a year. RedCircle.com. Click the link in the show notes or the link at the top of the page on the website, theballerlifestyle.com. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I've spent the last couple of minutes trying to think if we call it DWI or DUI here.
Most people are DWI.
I think it was driving while intoxicated, yeah. But it used to come up in my youth, yep, because people were driving. I live in a town where nobody drives. So
that's great.
I only know about it in the context of like Huggy Bear getting a DUI.
Right. I know.
So
it's a different world.
Like and Uber, you shouldn't just, of course you should never drive
drunk,
but in the age of Uber.
Unbelievable. What? Yeah. Yeah. In suburban, and it's not, I'm not here to brag. As I said, I received no drunk driving charges in my life ever, but it's in suburban California. It was just, you know, that was a thing. There were no cabs. There were no Ubers. People are dumb and drunk. And so it was very Uber. It was a godsend to us here in Southern California, because if you would live in a place like where I live, you would go, okay, we're going to get a cab, and you would call on the phone. You would dial up a cab company. And you go, hey, I need a cab to this address. And they go, okay, we'll send one. And it would just never come. They just never arrive. And what do? You call back. You go, hey, hey, where's that cab? They go, oh, yep, it's on its way. Never showed up. Ever. Never. So God bless Uber. And it's probably killing the DUI lawyer business for sure. It's what it's killing? The CHP. Because that was their fucking cash cow, is writing Chips. Drunk driving. Oh, yeah.
I want to say every 8 episodes of Chips, the comic relief would be a DUI.
Yeah.
Like that's Donnie Most. Over and he'd, there was always somebody drunk, and like that was the humorous part. And they're like, all right, back to the real situation.
Right.
But it was always like a joke.
Once in a while, they would give a DUI, which is the actual job of the highway patrol. And then the rest of the time, they'd be investigating like check fraud, which is not their job.
My favorite, one of my favorite Christmas episodes ever. There's a bell stolen by a couple at a church.
Yes. Yeah.
And Ponch is super steamed about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he was,
and it's like, buddy, that's not even on the highway. Yes. It's on a church, like in a neighborhood. What do you have to do with any of this?
Yeah. No, exactly. Well, also, do we ever figure out why his name was Francis Poncherello and he was fucking Mexican as fuck? Like, this guy, he was supposed to be Italian. That guy was not Italian in the least.
No, and in that episode, his Mexican mother shows up.
Yes.
So, like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, he was adopted by an Italian family or something. No. He's Mexican.
He's Mexican Poncherello. As hell, which is great. You know, what's his name? The guy that went to prison, John Baker.
Speaking of mail fraud.
Yeah, Larry. Fuck, what was his name?
Wilcox.
Larry Wilcox. Larry Wilcox is supposed to be the star of that show. And then Frank Poncherello just hit. Estrada just had all that charisma, that winning smile. So it's my understanding that they hated each other's guts because Larry Wilcox, he was walking into a starring role. You know, he'd probably done all the gun smokes and the bonanzas and shit. And he's like, I finally got my own shit. You know, he probably did a stint on Emergency, all of those, Little House on the Prairie. And then he's like, fuck it. I did it. I got my own show. Turns out it was Eric Estrada's show after that.
That happened a lot. Like, you know, that's how you know Ron Howard is a good dude.
Yeah.
Because that was his vehicle. He was Andy Mayberry's kid, and then he got his own like sitcom. Yep. He was going to be the guy.
Yep.
And he was friends with Fonz.
Yeah.
Like in real life, like he was okay with it, and Fonzie just took over the show.
He did. Which again, not to digress too much, but a tiny Jewish man.
Quote Italian name.
Yes, a tiny, an extremely diminutive Jewish man was playing an Italian mechanic. I mean, that could be worse than them finding swarthy Italians to play all the Indians and Mexicans back in the day, or Japanese
or Hogan's guys. Heroes.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I saw Dream Scenario. Have you seen it? You see everything. It's the new Nicolas Cage movie. It's fantastic.
It looks good.
Yeah, he's a college professor, and everybody in the world starts having dreams with him in it. And
I saw the preview. That looked cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
He's like a celebrity.
It's weird. It's kind of got a Yorgos Lanthimos, the guy that did The Lobster and Killing of the Sacred Deer. It's kind of like
he's got that new one coming out.
Yeah, Poor Things. Yeah, it's kind of got that kind of like something's a little weird. Off vibe. Yeah, or David Lynch, but not without the Charlie darkness. Kaufman. Yes, that's a good one too. Charlie Kaufman. It's just something's a little off, and it's a really good movie. And Nicolas Cage. I mean, he's so fucking fabulous good. Actor. He's so good. And just the way he plays it, I mean, it's just the guy, you know, I don't know if they still do awards or whatever, but he should definitely be mentioned.
His career is really unlike any other.
It is.
In that he's been in just complete garbage. But you know how, like, some guys have a good run, then they're in garbage thereafter.
Yep.
It's just sprinkled all over the place.
Yeah.
There's a Raising Arizona, and then there'll be Garbage, and then like there'll be, you know, that pig movie that came out like very 2 years ago.
Yes,
very good.
Yes.
But like out of nowhere, that's in the middle of like that superhero with a flaming motorcyclist movie.
Yes.
That he was in.
Yes. What was that
it's not
called?
Daredevil, is it?
No.
But like he's in he's in garbage, and then he'll be in like a great movie as a good actor.
Well,
he'll be in Con Air, like a fun
amazing
action movie, but not the type of one that a guy who stars in the movie Pig would be in.
Totally.
Did he suffer the same disease as Depp where he bought Island?
Yes. He went crazy. He had a fleet of identical white Rolls Royces, like 25 of the exact same car.
Seems like a good idea.
Yes. He had mansions all over the world, and he would buy, just like Depp, he would buy like the Elephant Man's bones and shit, just weird fucking memorabilia type shit. And then the tax man got involved and he realized he hadn't been paying. So then he had to start taking jobs like in Thailand, whoever would give him $1 million. Plus he's a raging alcoholic.
And last year when Seth Rogen had that memoir, the chapter on Nicolas Cage was insane. Like Nicolas Cage, they had a meeting with him to talk about, what was it, The Green Hornet? Like a really bad Seth Rogen movie. Yeah. And Nicolas Cage is like, oh, I'm going to play this like Bahamian or something.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're like, no, I don't think you should do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then just like after the meeting, like, yeah, that's not going to work. Then like 8 years later, James Franco was in that Harmony Korine movie with Vanessa Hudgens and stuff. He was playing like a pimp.
So good. He plays Riff Raff. He stole Riff Raff's whole fucking persona and Spring Breakers.
So
highly recommend that movie, by the way. It's insane.
So Nick Cage then asked for a meeting or something with Seth Rogen. He's like, okay. And he immediately, they like ordered dinner or something. And he immediately is like, you're friends with James Franco, right? You told him about our meeting where I suggested I was going to play a Bahamian. And he's like, what? Like, I have no control over this movie.
Yeah.
And then he left like before dinner even came. It was like, he's a crazy person. No, he's crazy.
It's amazing. And he lives in Vegas and he hangs out with Vince Neil and they're always getting in fights because they're fucking red wine drunk at some steakhouse somewhere. And he's not wearing shoes. And like, he's the real deal. He's like Douglas Fairbanks or Gary Cooper, you know, those guys that were just fucking getting wasted the whole time. He's amazing. Right. And he's an incredible talent.
Yes,
amazing, Chris.
Yes. All right, I got to check that out. I didn't know it was out yet.
Yeah. I think it's like a limited release type of thing, but it'll be near you. Okay, and I have one other update. So, for a long time, so many years ago, we used to just intro the show with it. And originally, when we started doing the show, I just pictured it like a Tarantino, the beginning of a Tarantino movie, and I'm like, I want like some surf guitar as the sound. Yeah. And so I went online and I found a song, and it's always been the song of the show. It's called Theme for the Mad Thinker by a Portuguese band called Dr. Frankenstein. We've always played it. And then a guy came into our orbit, Brad in Florida, formerly known as Brad in New York. Yes, a super. His songs litter our airwaves. They're all genius, especially the Scoop It Up song. But then he's like, how about I make you a theme song to the show? And he didn't mention anything about me being featured third in the theme song, but I was like, yes, of course. I would love it if you made a theme song for the show. And then I gave him, he's like, okay, give me some notes. Cause I don't think he was super, he mostly knew us from The Bachelor.
Bachelor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, how about I make a theme song for the show? Then he made a theme song, which I loved. It's great. And I started opening the show with it, and people were like, hey, that doesn't sound right. It's a good song, but the song should open with the music you've always had. And I'm like, okay, I agree. So then I just started playing it at the close of the show. Well, things changed on the show a little bit, right around episode 290.
Something changed.
And it just, part of the song didn't fit. So every week after we record.
I know it changed.
Yes.
Some bitch.
My bank account.
Some bitch No. Some bitch reviewer said, I used to like the show, but now I can't stand it. One star.
Oh. I know her. Yes, she was very nice before that, too.
No, I think it was a he.
Oh, it's he. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, well, there's probably been many of them. I don't want to keep digressing. Yes.
I was your biggest fan, now I cannot listen.
It's you don't know anything about me.
Pearl clutching.
Yeah, you don't know anything about me. You don't know one fucking thing about me.
And then he put, sorry, Ed, one star. Oh, hey.
Yes, he still likes it. Well, maybe he should only listen to the parts that you're in. Think about that.
Right. He could just turn it up and down, the volume. Yeah,
hold the volume. Hit the volume knob.
I got lost in the divorce.
Yes, exactly. Somebody had to get custody. So
you got custody.
Every week when I make the show, I do, because I do love the song. I would never consider getting rid of the song, even though Jay Stu is featured in it before me. It's never been a problem. But I did. There was one part that I had to strategically trim.
A hard cut.
Yeah, there was a hard edit. And a couple times I had forgotten, and people let me know about it if I forgot to do that. And honestly, I don't want to do it. I don't want anybody to have the satisfaction of having their name featured alongside of this genius. So, but then just this week, or last week, actually, after the show ran, Brad in Florida, who's a dear, dear friend, he reached out and he said, hey, I've made an edit to the song. That part is no longer there. It's been changed. And what do you think? And I listened to it and I loved it. And I would like to debut it here. Are you ready,
Ed? Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's check it out. See, sounds familiar. It's got a nice little bouncy intro. Gets you warmed up. I'll be honest. It kind of makes my balls tingle a little bit. I'm getting excited for the show. It would be a good opening if we didn't have a signature opening. This would be a perfect opening.
But it does, like you said, it does have a cool Tarantino vibe. Like
it does.
I like it.
Yes. No, it is. It's kind of a little retro, and then he comes in. And let's be honest. Our guy Brad can rap.
He's got a nice flow.
He really does. He really does. He's a New York dude. Like, he's got some bona fides. This is people think they can rap. And you ever hear Kobe Bryant, RIP?
Oh, man.
I mean, he could do some other things with R and P in the word, but he couldn't rap.
Like ripping a girl's anus? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Ed, oh my God. The ripping and the tearing. So Brad, this is so professional. It's so well put together, but there was just one lyric that needed correcting.
Smaller podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever.
Now here's the part. This is right there.
This is where you're starting to feel that anxiety of making the cut.
I had to. Well, I got pretty good at being able to see on the wave line where I could just make the cut start. But the finish part was a little harder. I couldn't always line that up perfectly, so I'd have to play with it. But no more, because there's a new lyric right here. The grand debut. Everybody listen. Brad in Florida. Who, by the way, not only does he produce and perform these songs, he writes them as well. So this is his genius. Take a listen.
Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, compass conundrums, my brothers.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Hold on. I'll play it one more time. I might rewind a little too far. Ed Daly's at the urinal. Hold on. I don't want to butcher it.
Week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, compass conundrums, my brothers.
Brad.
Beautiful, Brad.
Thank you very much. So everybody now listen to the end of the show. Don't let it stop. Let the song play so you can hear the new amended version.
I feel like my mom would be so proud. She would. Like, Mom, I made a lyric. Oh, what is it?
Well, I mean, you have whole songs about you here like this. Don't sell yourself short. You have beautiful songs featuring Ed Daily on this show. Okay, you have anything you need to share?
No.
Yeah?
No, I'm good.
And one more thing. Everyone's hit me up. We're doing the 75 hard thing starting January 2nd. I've been sharing strategies because people are asking me about strategies. And I'm like, how the fuck do I know? I never did this. And also, like last week, David Bray's like, wait, you got to work out twice a day? And somebody else is like, wait, you can't drink? And so every week people are coming to me with stuff. So I think I'm going to do like a bonus Bri. I might do like an Instagram live this weekend, and I will alert people on my Twitter where we go through the tenets of the 75 hard challenge, which is just, there's no prize. It's just everybody's kind of forming an accountability group to all work towards this 75 day challenge, and I'll discuss it later this week. So that's just a little bit of housekeeping. Now let's.
I had a buddy who was like, "Oh, I'm doing Body for Life," and then he's like, "This was 20 years ago or whatever."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, I just had to make a few tweaks," and like that dude didn't lose a single pound. Like he's like, those tweaks must have been like, okay, instead of a green shake, more mashed potatoes.
yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell people. So, and not to get too deep into it, but the 75 hard. It's one of the major things is you got to work out twice a day, two 45 minute workouts, or it could be one, but one of which needs to be outside. Now, some people have chosen to live in places where it's not 70 degrees in January. Is that my problem? No, that's not my problem. You got to figure out a way. This is something you have to overcome. You got to figure out a way to be outside for 45 minutes. Walking the dog could be anything. You go on a walk, you walk the dog, you stand on your porch and do burpees and sit-ups. You do like a little body weight squats or something. And you know, it's in your parka. I don't know. I don't know what you guys do in these freezing places. You shovel snow. Is shoveling snow a workout? I've had to fucking unshovel my car a couple times. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me. So yes,
it's very difficult.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks really bad. So that's a thing we can talk about, and we will do that this weekend. Speaking of Brad in New York, I mean, this guy's getting more airplay than me. Let's talk about who died.
Just tell us who was dead now.
Another song about Ed Daily right here. Tell your mom.
Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died
this week?
We lost Shane McGowan, the Pogues front man, 65 years old. One of the great Christmas songs of all time.
Absolutely.
Fairytale in New York.
Yes. If you think you don't know Shane McGowan, you definitely do, because everyone has heard Fairytale in New York. The Pogues, the band, he was the front man. That's their Christmas song. Everyone's seen a picture of this guy. If you see the picture, you go, oh, that guy. Yeah, I know who he is.
But I remember looking this up like a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they're from London.
They're
stolen valor.
Yes,
not Irish.
Maybe they're
like, we have Irish heritage, but they did not like grow up in Dublin. They grew.
Yeah,
they that's formed true. In King's Cross, like very central London.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, I know they are. They must be of Irish descent because they play Irish songs.
The songs are in a brogue and everything. Yeah. Like it's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. How John Bon Jovi sometimes has a southern accent when he sings?
It's true. Yeah. Or
Sayreville, New Jersey.
Yeah. Or Bono sounds like he's from the Midwest, you know? Like it's just, it's a choice. I will say 65, of course, way, way, way too young to die for anyone. But this Shane McGowan, I mean,
hard living front man.
Whoo,
that's dog years.
My man. I mean, he was, I don't know if he sobered up or kind of sobered up, but this guy went for it.
In like the 90s, 80s.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. And at one point, when Joe Strummer had to take over for him, like they had, Shane McGowan had to take like a leave of absence from the Pogues because he was just too unwell to perform, as I recall. And Joe Strummer had to take over for him. And Joe Strummer died in 2002.
Right.
So, like,
Joe Strummer, no stranger to hard living.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, buddy, pump the brakes.
Calm down. Yeah. He fancied a nip himself. But Shane was going way too hard. And Joe Strummer's been dead 20 years. And Shane McGowan outlived him by quite a bit. So, RIP. I mean, a legend. Definitely dig into their catalog. They're a great band. And,
yeah, they're great fun. Man.
Yes.
RIP Jean Knight, singer famous for the song Mr. Big Stuff. She jam. Was 80.
Total banger. Yeah.
That is great a jam. Song. And Heavy D sampled it Mr. Big Stuff.
RIP Heavy D. And the boys.
We also lost the first female Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, yes. 83 years old. My favorite memory of her is John Riggins got drunk at a DC function and he screamed, loosen up, Sandy baby. All shit face and like she is like all buttoned up and she was a little bit thrown by it.
She also lingered and Ruth Bader Ginsburg could have taken a lesson from Sandra Day O'Connor because Sandra Day O'Connor wanted to retire, but she lingered long enough so that she could cast the deciding vote in Bush v. Gore so that a Republican could nominate her replacement because she immediately retired after that. So
right.
She knew what she was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
RBG.
Yep.
Love that ego.
Yes.
No. I pancreatic cancer.
No, they need
How
me.
Many people does that kill?
They need me. Yes.
Oh, sure. I'll be the one who can beat pancreatic cancer. Yeah.
Several times. Yeah. Good for her.
And we get a big old thump. America's greatest war criminal, Henry Kissinger, lived to 100.
Unbelievable. Just
if you're on the fence about if there's a God.
Yeah.
The fact that this dude made it to 100 is a disgrace.
Yeah, he was a tremendous piece of shit and roundly understood to be a piece of shit. Like I did see a couple it's complicated.
He fucked famous women in the 60s. Jill St. John, he was like in a relationship with a Bond girl.
Now, he was German because I'm like he was an American Secretary of Defense or whatever, but he had that stupid accent. Like, what was going on with that? I didn't care to find out.
He came over.
Yeah.
So long ago, and his accent just kept getting thicker and thicker.
Yeah, he never lost the accent. No, he was a true piece of shit. Really one of the worst. There's a bunch of podcasts you can listen to about it. There's books been written. Just
Dollop.
Yes.
Behind the Bastards did a good one on him. Like,
yes.
He's a terrible, he has a terrible legacy. Like, as bad as it gets.
Yes.
A horrible man.
Pure, just absolute scumbag. Yeah.
This tweet for Politico, the headline for Politico was, Henry Kissinger, America's most famous diplomat, dies at 100. And then I retweeted this guy who wrote, beloved children's birthday clown John Wayne Gacy died on May 10th, 1994.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's when you're a war criminal, that should lead the obit. That's for fucking sure. So fuck him.
That's a headline maker.
Yes.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah.
Horrible dude.
Yes, I'm glad he's dead. Okay, let's talk some sports.
It's Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports today?
Florida lawmakers are suggesting legislation after Florida State was left out of the college football playoff.
What? Only in Florida do they think they can legislate that. What is their idea?
Yeah. And also, it's like, yeah, I'm going to spend my time and energy working on that instead of, like, you know, like people are poor, they don't have health care, there's all kinds of issues. And it's like, no, we gotta make up a rule. And the best thing is it's expanding to 12 teams next year.
Yeah.
So like there is no scenario where an undefeated Florida State doesn't get in next year. So they're not changing anything.
I mean, yes. I mean, I watched that.
Yes, they got hosed.
Sort of. Yeah. They
got hosed. But the good part of this is Michigan was really happy to face Florida State's third string quarterback.
Yeah.
And then when they made the announcement, it's like, hey, Michigan, you're the one seed. You get Alabama.
Yeah. Fuck Michigan. They're the villain now. Because let's be honest, if Florida State would be roundly destroyed by these other teams, right?
Like,
they can't do anything on offense. ACC they're pathetic.
Was terrible.
Yes.
But it is, it's kind of bullshit that SEC, it's like, oh, well, we have to include the SEC.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. But that's what people want to see. And, you know, the ACC sucks. And yes, they were undefeated. And look, expand it next year so that they could get thumped. It would be great if Florida State were in there just to so they could get destroyed by Texas or Alabama.
Yeah, I'm happy to see the criminals get bounced.
Yeah, of course.
But
but they were undefeated.
I'm annoyed that Bama gets their thing. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
The official Adidas Twitter account to Kevin Durant: you dusty, about to retire soon anyway.
I love that.
Then it was deleted.
I love it.
Spicy.
That is spicy. I like when an intern or whoever the social media guy is gets a little loose out there and starts talking some shit, especially to Kevin Durant, who's such a bitch. He's such a bitch.
He talked about never getting respect from the media like a week after the media voted him finals MVP. Yes. I remember that. Like a week after. It's like, who do you think voted on that? That was the media.
Yes. I mean, he's a transcendent player. Like, he's so good. And from the jump, he's been arguing with teenagers online about he had burners. He's a fucking NBA player with burners.
The best burner, though, is that former NBA ref.
Oh, yeah, that was great. He retired, Ed. He quit.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. The league gave him a little going away package, I'm sure. But I just thought that was the best, that he thought he would pull it off, that someone would be like, man, I really think that John Stevens' calls are great.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yes. Like, nobody would tweet that, even if they agreed with the call.
It is amazing that they quickly ushered out the ref that had a burner account on Twitter, and yet Scott Foster... Who took a 30-second phone call after every single game that Tim Donaghy, or he, it's pronounced both ways, Tim Donaghy, was confirmed to have bet on. Scott Foster's still there.
Not even talked about anymore.
Not even discussed. It's an exhibition, Ed. It's the WWE, this NBA. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. Let's not pretend anymore.
You know what's not being talked about enough?
No.
And, you know, I'm totally cool with baldness and stuff.
Of course.
What's going on with Durant's hair?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like this weird patchiness where he...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's not a good look. Like,
just
shave it down a little more.
Shave it, buddy. Yeah, just look. If Scott Pippen could shave his head and he looked like a Sharpay under there, everyone else could shave their head. You know, no big deal.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen's head looks like a six-pack of hot dogs.
Yeah, it does.
It's all lumpy and shit.
It does. And also, and maybe it doesn't work as well on black hair, but I think it does. They're real good at doing plugs these days, Ed.
The plug game is much improved.
Yeah, if you can go to, because here's where, and as somebody that pays attention to this, I'll tell you exactly how they do it. Here's where they fuck it up. They make the hairline too perfect. It's too straight across the front. You need somebody that not only has the technical ability to do the surgery, but you need somebody with a bit of an artist's eye. Yeah. So by far,
remember when LeBron had the Flex Seal look? Yeah. Like it looked like he just taped it.
Yeah, he taped on the hair, and then he got too sweaty, and I think that's when he was going with the sweatband, the headband.
Yeah,
and he pushed the tape on hair up again. LeBron James, also a bitch, but he's beautiful. He's a beautiful man. Like
very handsome.
If he shaved his head, nobody would think anything different of him. He would probably look better. Like, just shave your head, dude. No big deal. But these days, they're so good at doing the plugs, but you got to give the hairline a little more of a natural look. And so the best plugs in Hollywood, it's either McConaughey or Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
Yeah. Beautiful. But Will Arnett still has the look of a receding hairline. He's not trying to pretend that he's got a full head straight across the front, which doesn't make you do a double take. You know, it's the Fibonacci sequence where something's just a little off, like that somebody gets their nose shaved down a little too much or their chin too big or whatever. It throws off the eye. Whereas Will Arnett, he's just got a natural looking hairline. So you don't even think to check.
Right.
For the plugs. Right. And they can do that now. They're really good at doing plugs.
Yeah, especially with the type of money these guys have.
Oh, yeah. It's because you got to go re-plug because you continue to go bald behind the plugs or around the plugs. So they got to go back and, you know, wrench on them every now and then to give you that natural look.
Yeah, and but careful. Yep. You don't want to get addicted like Joe Buck.
That's right. That was a problem. I forgot. He'd gotten addicted.
Well, wasn't he also addicted to Fernando Tatis?
Oh, that's a rumor. That's
a rumor. That was the rumor.
That's very much a rumor. I have no idea whether or not that's true.
Yeah, I just heard the rumor. I don't know if that's true. I do know there's another rumor that cost a guy a job on the Chicago Blackhawks. They released veteran Corey Perry after word spread. Yeah. He was banging Connor Bedard's mom. Yes. Connor Bedard is the bonus baby. He's he's the Sidney Crosby.
Totally.
You know, McDavid. Like he's the guy.
I know. I think he's 18. He's a big, he's basically a child.
I was at a bar when it was like the World Junior Championships, and he had like 6 goals in a game.
Yeah.
He's like the next level talent kind of guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe it's. Where there's smoke, there's fire a lot of the time. You know, like the fact that everybody was saying this, that he fucked Connor Bedard's mom on weekend or whatever. Yeah, and then Corey Perry who's making $4 million, got cut immediately, and they're saying he's got an alcohol problem, which would track. That's you have to be drunk to fuck your teammate's mom, right?
Right, but the best is there's one person refuting it. Connor Bedard, he's like, that's total BS. Like, mommy wouldn't bang Corey Perry.
Oh, also the GM came out and said it wasn't true. But remember, the Blackhawks are the same team that covered up that their trainer was trying to jerk off all the players because remember they were all getting fondled by the
that's
trainer.
Right.
Yeah. 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 So the Blackhawks are a problem.
They had Larry Nassar in the locker room.
Exactly. And this Corey Perry. Corey Perry's one of those guys that everybody hates his guts. He's an agitator.
Yes.
So he's kind of like a Pat Bev type, except Pat Bev, like Corey Perry is a good hockey player he's kind of towards the end now, but he has been a very good hockey player throughout his career. Pat Bev is just a guy that's an asshole. And they're like, oh, hey, do we have an asshole on the team? We should trade for Pat Bev because he can't do anything except be an asshole. Corey Perry is kind of like that in that sense that he's an asshole, but also he can kind of play pretty well. But that's probably it for him. He's going to have to go to the Czechoslovakian League or something if he wants to keep going.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't do that.
You can't bang the Golden Boys, mom.
Yeah, and he's a kid. Like, it's so fun. He's a kid. You know, if his mom's kind of hot. He's still your teammate. You know, you don't fuck your teammate's wife. You don't fuck his mom. And,
right. Not just your teammate. He's your best teammate.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. The best player on the team. Yeah. Exactly. Good point.
Disgraced former partner with Boomer Esiason and now has his own show on WFAN, Craig Carton, laments Dak Prescott's girlfriend being pregnant as a quote terrible distraction.
Is it the Carton and Stew show? Does he need a partner? Because Jay Stew,
the nerve of him to procreate.
Jay Stew thinks it's you're Darren.
Does he think you're supposed to have kids?
Yes,
you're supposed to have kids when you retire. Or
no, in the offseason.
You just got to time it exactly.
In the offseason. So, ball players, I mean, the baseball season, pitchers and catchers report in February.
Like 45 days from now.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit.
Yeah. Pitchers and catchers report in February, and the season ends in November. So, Jay Stew thinks that all children of Major League Baseball players.
They all got to be like Christmas babies.
Should be born. Should we call Stew?
Yeah, let's.
He might be eating dinner. He won't pick up. This could be a huge mistake. Let's call him. We tried calling him once before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, and then there was a lot of confusion, and he was like, and I thought I heard Ed, too. Like, he didn't understand
that. Oh, that's right, because we left him a voicemail. We'll leave him a voicemail again. Okay. Right. Hold on. Let me try to find. Hold on. Jason.
How about I launch. As soon as the voicemail picks up, I'm going to say the headline of the Craig Carton.
Okay. Yeah, you do that. Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Here we go. And we're calling. I mean, I respect him for not answering. Oh, wait, is today? No, softball's Wednesday. This is not a softball night. But.
Hit voicemail.
I know his.
8-1.
Okay.
2.
Wait.
Hello, everybody. Jason. It's Ed. I'm with Brian. Craig Carton laments Dak Prescott's girlfriend being pregnant as, quote, a terrible decision. What say you?
Is this, Jason, is Dak Prescott in, is he in dereliction of duty as an NFL player and he should have had, he's selfish. Should he have had the child in the offseason? And also, will you be offering yourself as a co-host for the Craig Carton show? Because Craig Carton seems to agree with you. Let us know if you call back. We'll put you on the show, but you got to finish up. Is it taco night? Let us know. Okay. Ooh. Bye, Jason. Love you.
Bye, Jason.
I knew he wouldn't answer. Okay. What else?
Brian.
Yeah.
Sad update.
Yep.
Neymar and Bruna Biancardi split 1 month after their daughter's birth.
So
someone broke some rules.
Yeah. So to remind people, Neymar, who's a soccer player.
We did this story like a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. There was some rumors that he was cheating on his pregnant girlfriend. And then they came out and said, oh, no. We have an understanding. What were the rules? You got to wear a condom.
Kissing.
Oh yeah. No kissing.
Rubbers.
Rubbers.
And there were three.
Yes.
No kissing, rubbers, and one other thing. I can't remember.
Was it just like, don't do it publicly or something? Don't embarrass me. I can't remember, but apparently because now the kids come out and they immediately broke up. So look,
I assume it's the rubbers, right?
Yeah. It's got, he raw dogged.
Neymar doesn't need to kiss.
He's from Brazil. They don't have that. I don't think they have rubbers there. That technology has not made it.
Sailors.
Yeah.
They're just for sailors.
Exactly. Only sailors use rubbers. That's exactly right. Very sad. Very sad development.
Potential tie-in for us maybe next year.
Yeah.
Oakland area baseball fans start ballers, an independent baseball team.
Amazing. I mean, I bet they'll outdraw the A's because the A's were getting like 300 people a game.
I assume they're going to do like same color scheme.
I think I saw a logo and no thank you to my son because we knew the A's were moving. And so I told my kid, like the one of the last weekends of the season, I'm like, hey, let's fly up to on Saturday. I'll use my Southwest points. We'll fly up.
Get a cheap ticket.
Yeah. We'll fly up for the day. We'll get the ballpark's right by the airport. We'll Uber over to the game. We'll watch the game, have a couple of beers, get on a plane and come home. And you know what he said to me? This is how you know. Look, he looks a lot like me, but we might need a paternity test because this is some shit I would never say. You know what he said to me?
No, thanks.
I got to write a paper.
Oh, no.
It was like midterms or some shit. He's like, it wasn't midterms because it was like September, but it was, he had a paper due that day and he couldn't take a fucking whole Saturday. It was going to take him the whole day to write the paper.
You know what I would do? I would work for like 45 minutes on the plane.
Yes, you can.
There and back.
Yeah, it's okay, son. You can do it on the boat. That's what I should have told him. I fucked that up. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Good luck to the Oakland Ball. Maybe I'll take him to a Ballers game. Little independent league ball.
Surely they're going to want to tie in with us.
Absolutely. Yes. I'll see if I can work something out. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit.
Couple of voicemails to get to this week. A lot of people been celebrating us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Ballers. It's Ben 906. I'm glad that you guys covered the Carissa Thompson thing. You know, I listened to the interview, and it's just a bunch of horse shit. She really didn't say, she just makes it up. But she said, you know, sometimes if I don't get the time of day, right, I have prepared in advance to know what the coach would take. So,
you know what you call that, Ed? You call that professionalism.
Yeah. Look, everyone in the stadium and on TV knows you're not going to get any substantive comments out of these coaches.
Yeah, they're still coming to you for 45 seconds to start the third quarter. You better have something to say. I'll tell you what, it's a hell of a lot better than when they go down to the delightful, everybody's favorite, Doris Burke, and she's trying to talk to Greg Popovich, and Greg Popovich is being an asshole. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, it's just awkward. I also, one thing I don't
tell me
like is when they interview losing players of like the Super Bowl or the NCAA championship. Yeah. It's like, what are they going to say? It's it. The season's over. Yeah. You're bummed out. Like, what are you going to get in? If you wanted to ask them 3 days later to analyze something, fine.
Yep.
But that day, you're not getting anything good. You're just getting a sad person.
That's true. The only thing worse is when they interview Tom Brady after a win, because then you get those lifeless eyes, the fucking just dolt of all dolts.
I've determined the worst thing after a championship game.
Yeah.
Jim Nance's tie.
Well, I do like the look of bewilderment on the player's face that's receiving the tie, because he's like,
what the fuck am I gonna do with this?
Yeah, who the fuck is this white man? Why is this white, and what's this thing? Like, they don't even know what a tie is. Nobody's worn a tie in 25 years. And then,
what is this, Mad Men?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yes, and here's Nance, dipshit.
Hello, friends.
Yes, thinking it matters that they're gonna be excited to get his tie.
Hang on, I've prepared this line for 7 months.
Yes, he's... Nance has he's gracefully departed the mercifully departed the Final Four, right?
Yes, I think he has.
I think so too.
She just gives him a canned line. Yep. But what's the best part of all this is in out of the woodwork were a bunch of these holier than thou journalists who were like, oh my God, journalistic integrity, blah, 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 bullshit. Well, one of these people who came out of the woodwork you know, on ESPN that same week, then reported on where Jason Kelce and Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift was going to be sitting for a Jason Kelce game. So journalistic integrity can go, you know, stick it up their ass, because who cares? Like, you guys covered it best. Who cares? No one's actually listening for it.
Nobody cares.
And realistically, they prepare. That's so right. They're coming in as prepared as if they heard the coach say it anyway. Who gives a shit? No one cares. Just give me more Chris Thompson. Much love.
Thank you, Ben. And also, yeah.
Walk a mile in her shoes or see the pictures, and you'll give her another shot, Chris Thompson.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely true. Ben 906, he might have been the one that sent me those pictures. I'm not going to accusing you of Ben 906, but you just happened to call about Chrisa Thompson.
Somebody, not to look at those kind of
I
leaks,
never do.
But I did happen to see those. Yes. And
I think I might have forwarded impressed. The email to you.
I was impressed. Not gonna lie, she is nothing to be ashamed
She's
of.
She's a worker. She's a worker, which I've said many times I appreciate. I stand by the workers. I stand with workers.
I'm pro-union,
yes.
And I'm pro Carissa Thompson.
That's true. Not only do I stand with workers, I prefer to lay with workers. I lie with workers. And I prefer to lay workers. And so if you're a worker, I am a fan of you. I support you, and I will work with you. What I was going to say is, and I saw this on Twitter, like, I don't know, last week or whenever, but it was like, and I can't remember the headline, but it was like, what is, Tina Kelce think about something? And I'm like, who's this? Like, one of these lady, am I getting another lady soccer player? I'm like, who is this person? I don't know who the fuck this is. And look, I don't know who most people are, but then I'm like, wait, Kelce. I'm like, wait, this is like a wife or a sister or a mom of the Kelce. Like Ed, what, like Travis Kelce, pretty good tight end. Really good. Best in the league. He's fantastic. He's really good.
Yeah. Hall of Famer. Before this Taylor Swift stuff, probably.
When was I getting daily updates on what Mark Bavaro was up to? What was, Jay Novacek, here's what Jay Novacek had for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like,
Kellen Winslow Sr. Yes. I did like all the updates on Kellen Winslow Jr.
Of course. But. Yes. Yeah. Cause he's a crazy person. What's Brent Jones doing in the offseason? Like, why? And then his brother is a center. That's a fucking offensive lineman, the most fucking faceless person on the team. And it's like,
I don't ever need to know about him.
Sexiest man of the year. Ed. Yeah,
get the fuck. Well, you know what? I know there have been some questionable entries, but a couple years ago when Blake Shelton won sexiest man.
Oh, my God.
That's when you knew the thing was over.
Speaking of old looking young guys, you know, he's younger than us, right?
No. Which,
yes, he is. I think he's like 46.
Bullshit. I'm looking that up. Ed.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young, that's when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why. How old is this fucking guy?
Ed, have you looked it up?
I looked it up. And
he's younger than both of us.
Yeah, he is about a little more than 3 months younger than me.
That's right. And a little more than a year younger than me. 47 years old, Blake Shelton. And he lays hands on our perfect specimen, a fellow Orange Countyan. Yes. Well, she's been sullied.
I gotta say. Well, there's two things. She's been sullied by him.
Yeah.
But also, like, oh, man, I wish I could get a job of just advising people. Like, you don't need this much work.
I agree. I think, did we discuss it here? Because she's looking very different these days.
We've talked about, like, Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
Michelle, not every year, but some years she'll watch The Voice. And I think about a year ago, I looked and I was like, what is she doing to herself?
Yeah. She had beautiful little teacup, tiny little, very cute, natural breasts.
Yeah.
And then she went.
That was her look when she burst onto the scene in the mid-90s.
Her little tank tops and sports bras.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so cute. And then she got implants. And look, she's still a fucking angel. She still should not have been sullied by this Blake Shelton, who's an old looking young guy and whose music sucks.
Shelton, the type of talent Blake Shelton should be getting is like Dame Edna.
Yes, R.I.P. Yes,
R.I.P.
Yes,
but like no, he's still way overshooting what he can do here.
Absolutely,
it's a shame when you see the greats just ruining their look.
It's true. I agree. I 100% agree with you. And also, fuck Blake Shelton. Okay.
Yes.
Here's another voicemail.
Hey Brian and Ed. On for the car, so I'm not sure if this is even going through or not, but for the old man bracket, I hate to do it. It kind of needs to be done. Add Lindsay Lohan to that list.
Yeah.
She's in her 30s, and he looks like she's 40.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
You guys appreciate it.
I believe that was our buddy Jeff in Denver. Now, she looks. It doesn't look great.
The problem is, we saw her as
that's
a girl.
Right. That's right.
So it's not. The problem with this game, it should be like someone throws you for a loop. You could say she doesn't look good for her age because she did some hard living.
Sure. Yeah.
But we all saw she was a girl in the late 90s, like a Parent Trap girl.
Yeah. Like Wilford Brimley, he came out of the womb looking 64 years old. Like that's
Cocoon. He's 50.
He's 50. Like Lindsay Lohan, we know. Yes, she looks. She's gone hard.
We know why she looks.
Yeah. What is she like? 37 now. She looks pretty bad.
Probably. Yeah.
But she once looked good. So, and most of these old looking young guys have never looked good. So. No. That's kind of the game, and there's so many. We're going to have to pare down the list, but it's going to be an exciting tournament. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one.
Hey, guys. Drew in Phoenix here. Apologies. I just sent an email. Yep.
Double dipping.
I wanted to talk about a conspiracy theory Brian brought up on the after show last week.
I'm very tuned into these conspiracies, and I make up my own. And I think I know what he's talking about. This is one that I have, I think I've discovered this, and there might be more to come.
I'm fully subscribed to now, even though I had never considered it before. He said that these gas pumps are pumping much slower, which I completely agree with. It feels like it takes forever now.
It does.
And that it may be to make us watch those TVs or to make us go inside.
Wait, I think I might've talked about it on here. No. Well, this is when I was thinking of it, Ed. Remember last week when I had to go into that gas station and that pretty hot mom went in at the same time as me and out of nowhere bought multiple 16-ounce Mountain Dews for herself? The reason I went into the store is because it takes so long for the pumps to fill the tank of gas, and I drive a Subaru Outback. My tank is 18 gallons. It's not like fucking so huge, but it takes forever. And so
I didn't think about that.
They pump slower now. So I go to fill up the tank. I put the thing in and then I go inside. I observe this. My jaw drops to the floor as this woman buys multiple Mountain Dews for herself. I get my tin of Starbucks coffee. I pay for it. I come outside. My car is still filling up. And that is my theory, is that they make it slow so you're captive to the little TV screen that's playing Mario Lopez commercials. Or you stand there, you go, I got a hankering for a pack of American Spirits right now. Or, you know, or what some of the signage that's being marketed. You know what I could go for is a hot, a pre-made AMPM Hot Pocket. You know, it's just there. It's a way to upsell you. And I think that's what Drew's talking about.
Interesting.
And buy more products.
Yeah, that's right.
So I just went to a gas station with a gas light and timed my fill for my 10-gallon tank.
That's right.
This took just under 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's too long.
To be fair, I think it was something a little faster than the ones I'm used to. But I really do think there is something to this conspiracy theory, and we need to take a stand. Thanks, guys.
I agree. There's something happening with the tanks. They're pumping slower.
I'm not qualified to answer this because I've not had to pump my own gas since I was in Europe.
Yeah, but didn't they just change the law in Jersey?
I have not pumped my own gas in Jersey.
Oh, it's Oregon. So it was Oregon and Jersey were the last two states where there's actually a law against pumping your own gas, and Oregon got rid of it. Jersey, the last stand is that like everything else in New Jersey? Is that mob related, Ed? They must get a taste of that, right?
The guys pumping your gas don't look like Pauly Walnuts,
sure. But they're kicking in. They're part of a union.
They do. Yeah. The waste management guys look exactly how you think they would look.
Yeah.
But no. What I would say is people make fun of Jersey for this. I don't see the benefit in pumping your own gas. Like, no. I'm never waiting for long for somebody to come pump my gas. So it's like, I don't have to get out of the car. Like, I just don't even think about it.
Do you have to grease the guy?
No. Credit card.
Yeah.
I don't.
So it's not a tipped, that's not a tipped service is what I'm asking.
Maybe in the days of cash, but no, there's no like tip line. You just put the,
give them the thing,
the card in. You give them the card and that's it.
Wow. No, I think that's kind of nice. I wouldn't mind that because then I could just sit there and be on my phone or whatever.
That's what you do. You just, you go on your phone.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers. Katie Shady.
Oh, I love
you
Katie
all
Shady.
Were talking about Montreal and I had to call in because
Do you have to call in to, contradict something I've said? Katie Shady?
She's going to be like, actually, Ed, they don't have the full contact karate there, which, they do.
Oh, of course they do.
Love it there so much. It is, when you're in the Old Town, very European.
Oh, I gotta go.
So beautiful. But one thing that is like crazy cool about Montreal is that the social contract there is pretty tight.
Yeah.
So we walked around at night a lot and through some pretty sketchy parks. Or at least in the U.S. it'd be sketchy, but then you'd happen upon like a bunch of old men playing chess by candlelight. It was crazy. And you barely saw any homeless people. Homeless people we did see would stand outside grocery stores and people would basically like go by and put food in their bag for them.
Oh, very sweet.
It was
so nice
incredible.
In Canada.
So Montreal gets all the stars. People. British Columbia, Vancouver is way more beautiful, but it's a little sketchier than Montreal is.
Yeah.
But I can't say enough great things about it. So there's something that I'm also agreeing with you about.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't always disagree with you, God.
I love you, Katie.
Bye.
Last time I was in Montreal.
Yeah.
I mean, not Montreal, in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I was at a little outdoor cafe, and at the table, like a foot from ours, was Dexter. And I was kind of creeped out.
Stop it. Michael.
Michael something.
Fucking David from 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was during the 6 Feet Under days.
Uh-huh.
No, it was Dexter because I was like, I know he's not really a serial killer.
Yeah.
But he's so creepy on that show.
They
just kind of creeped out looking at him and you hear his voice and it's just like, oh, that's him.
They were, Well, they shoot a lot of TV shows though. I'm trying to think. I think I've only been to Vancouver once. And the one time I was in Vancouver, I saw, the actor, former MTV VJ Simon Rex,
Did he have a renaissance?
He's having a renaissance. Yeah. He's actually kind of a good actor and an interesting guy. I follow him on Instagram. I saw him walking into the same hotel I was staying with a girl I went to high school with who happens to also have been an actress.
Was it a good pull for him? Or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I can't discuss. Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian, Ed, what's up? It's Dave in Salt Lake, David Bray.
Hello, Dave.
I wanted to, if I hadn't say congratulations on 500 episodes. I know I'm a little bit late saying that, but
you know what you were late to is the DM that I sent you when I said my girlfriend had a layover in Salt Lake City and could you put her in the lounge, please? Because that's hold on. Let's see if he's responded.
He's not even allowed to piss in the lounge.
But he's got pull. He's 6'8". He can do what he wants.
My heart, the last time I was in the airport, my heart just broke for David because I had to go to the regular Gen Pop men's room. And I was like, this poor bastard. Oh. He works here and they don't give him the good bathroom.
Oh, Ed, I had that same thought because I was flying home from Austin a couple weeks ago. And I'm sitting and my buddy Spence is flying out at the same time as me. And we're like one gate apart. So we're sitting and it was Thanksgiving week. So Fan was like, who lives in Austin. He's like, I'm hearing all these reports that the airport's going to be crazy. So you guys got to get there early. And I'm like, all right. So we get there early. And we're fucking so hungover. And then we get through security, no problem. And we both have like an hour and a half till our flight leaves. And this is going to be a real bump. There's really no payoff to the story, but I already started.
You're already in it.
Yeah. We're sitting there having a couple beers and I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. So I get up and I go to the bathroom and there's a line. Like I walk in, every stall is full. There's that stench. There's guys backed up to take a leak. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Like I can't, and the odor. And I was like, fuck. So I'm like, there's got to be another one. And then I stroll. So I just went further down in the terminal and I realized everybody was turning off at this bathroom. I went down the terminal a little bit, walked into a bathroom. I found the fucking Taj Mahal of bathrooms at floor to ceiling doors. There was a guy polishing the tile as I walked in. It was, oh, Mr. Beckner, please welcome. It was so beautiful. But I was thinking of David Bray because it's so rare that you find a remotely usable restroom in an airport. Oh. And this poor David Bray, he's got to go with the Gen Pop. These airlines
at their most disgusting. In there.
Yeah, because they're transient. They know they're not coming back. They come in, they let go. They missed. Yeah, they've been eaten disgusting. They're on vacation. They're eating barbecue or they're traveling for work. They're eating in the airport. They're filthy. And this poor David Bray, he's got to go in there and peep the dong of the guy next to him and then have a conversation about the guy's dong as he allowed on this show.
Sure.
Maybe he's got more to answer on that. It's the Terminator, yo.
Like Dolomite said, I've had some down times, man, a lot of up and downs and struggled with some PTSD. And I don't really say that much, but you guys.
Now I feel like shit for saying you didn't respond to my DM, buddy. I'm just kidding. Just joking around. You're a good guy.
Always made me laugh my fucking ass off. You have dicks and, you know, just whatever. It's just, it was hilarious to hear a couple guys, you know, like Daily's Choice, picking out what dick he's going to look at. So anyway, thank you, because you guys have really helped me. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, just like Dolomite. Also, very when it goes sweet. To tracksuits.
And you help us, buddy. Just, you know, it's a mutual thing. Like we couldn't just do this into the fucking ether. It's the feedback that we get from guys like you that makes us want to do this. So we appreciate it, buddy.
And also, it's just a known thing. Penises are funny. Yeah, they're just great. Funny.
They're hilarious. They're fun. Beautiful.
You wear Adidas. I'm a big fan of Puma. You know, I like Puma stuff.
I love Puma. I've had many Puma tracksuits over the years.
I've got an Adidas tracksuit, but I'm wearing some Clyde Frazier Pumas.
Oh, those are... Wait, we talked about... Did you buy those after we discussed them on the show? Didn't we talk about those?
Yes.
Those are beautiful.
I got some blue Clydes.
Oh, amazing. Very jealous of that. Those New Balance, I think they're the 950s. They're the James Worthy shoe. They're like retro, but they're back. They're making them again.
Oh, nice.
And I saw some at the store, and I'm like, let me see if he got those in 11.5. And I tried them on, and much this often happens to me with an athletic shoe. They're just too goddamn narrow. Because I have a mostly flat foot and also a pretty wide foot. So not only, even if it's not too uncomfortable to wear, the problem is the middle of my foot like pushes out the shoe over the arch area.
Yes.
So they just don't look good on me if they're too skinny.
It'll give off a weird look, yeah. And it'll kind of just feel bad on your feet.
Yes. Yeah. So I can't, I have a hard time with those, but Pumas often come wider, which I like.
I also recently just got in from China.
Oh,
some Air Force Ones, some orange Air Force Ones, orange and white Air Force Ones. I'm very excited.
Are they knocked off?
I've got a sight.
Oh, you do.
I'll send it to you. Okay. You can get pretty much anything.
You know, a lot of those knockoffs, it's fucking guys. It's like their side gig, the guys that work at the Nike factory.
They just keep the machines running, and then they're like, okay, Nike. Yes. Okay, Nike, we're all done. Yes. And then they just keep making the same shit. That's how my son has, over the years, had a million jerseys, because I could pay $20 for them. And it's like, hey, you know, Carmelo Anthony leaves the Knicks, and it's like, okay, no sweat off my back. It was $18 for that jersey.
Yes.
But it's an authentic jersey.
It's true. They send you the shoes in the exact Nike box. Like,
I've gotten Jordans from them. Yes. Like, it's I've been using it for like maybe 7-8 years. Like, it's legit.
Oh, I respect it. I respect
it. It's legit in that it's not legit. It's shady, but it works.
I love that. Okay. David, continue congratulating us, David.
Nike shit ever again, period.
Oh.
I don't need Steve Kerr and fucking LeBron James telling me what I'm messing with, you know, with their money. So fuck them. Fuck Nike. But, yeah, Puma, then Adidas, but it's all got to match, Brian. You're right.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know. I don't even wear jeans. I wear gym pants, like loose fitting
dick,
you know, Puma or Adidas gym pants wherever I go. Jeans are just too uncomfortable for the balls and the fucking shaft.
Oh,
so
like jeans.
Anyway, guys, you're the best.
Yep.
Thank you. And I can't wait for my Luc Leon watch to come.
You're on the list.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Jay-Z once rapped, can't wear skinny jeans because my knot's too thick.
Yeah.
That's David Bray.
Yes, it's true. I like stretch because I have big quads. So I like stretch jeans. You guys may remember I bought a pair of jeans one time on clearance.
Oh yeah.
And they were too narrow.
They quadded out.
My quads were too much for them. And so I listed them new with tags because I'd only tried them on. Okay. I listed them new with tags on a clothes selling website, and none other than the director of the most recent Fast and Furious bought my jeans. He might have. Because I remember his name. It's Louis Leterrier. Let's see here. This man's balls are next to where my balls are, and he's directed amazing, incredible movies. He's 50 years old, I see. Oh, yeah, he did the Hulk. He did the Eric Bana, or no, the Ed Norton Hulk.
Oh. Sorry about the quad.
What?
Buddy.
Yeah. Fast X, he did. Now Fast You X. See Me. Transporter 2. Heard of it. Clash of the Titans. The remake, obviously.
This dude is getting paid, and he's buying your used jeans.
$60 he paid for those. And they were like $200 jeans, but I think I also paid $60 for them because I got them on clearance. Also, this guy get plugged up because he's looking pretty bald back here, and now he looks like he's got more hair. Transporter 2. He's French. So some other... Oh, he did both Transporters, Ed.
I've seen at least one of them.
One and two. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but...
They're very Statham movies.
Yes,
exactly. Like, they deliver what you want. It's just... he's transporting and fighting.
Yeah. The Dark Crystal. Age of Resistance. Heard of it? I haven't, but I know it's got elves and shit.
I knew there was a movie when I was a kid. That was like Muppets and shit.
Ed. He directed The Brothers Grimsby with Sacha Baron Cohen.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. And that real handsome bald guy.
Mark Strong.
Yeah.
Something Strong.
Yes.
Jeremy Strong.
Jeremy, yes. And what I will say is this. Of all these movies, the only, because it was just a couple years ago, I think Fast X is the only one he could have possibly directed while wearing my jeans. So, you know, there's something to say. Yeah.
You should probably get a star on the Walk of Fame.
I should. I should. I should get a credit. I should. Yeah. I should get some type of a gaffer.
Yeah.
Key grip.
Best boy.
Yeah. Best boy.
There's best boy and the bestest boy, Brian
That's
Becker.
Right, the bestest boy. Jeans man. Okay, this one's from Darbo, and for some reason there's no it says transcription not available, so I got to keep my hand on the button here.
Could be a pocket dial.
But I do see it's from Darbo, because people in Darbo, he's actually in my contacts, so people that are in my contacts, it'll say their actual name. So like Darbo, I got him in my contacts, so I know it's him. Here we go.
Yo, B, Darbo. What up, Ed?
Hey, Darbo.
Brian, it was Brian and I got to have some beers last Friday night.
Oh, I overshared with Darbo at beers on Friday. So if he uh-oh. Fucks me over right now, it could be the end of our friendship.
Come on, Darbo.
I was telling him some personal shit.
Really nice. I had to leave, unfortunately, a little bit abruptly. But Brian, you're looking jacked these days. Thank I noticed you were even kind of peacocking a little bit more fitted shirt than normal. Looking good. Speaking of Jack,
yeah.
Did you see Tiger Woods this weekend?
Oh, my God.
His face is double the size. His head is huge.
See, like,
he also finished, I think, third to last, so probably not back.
Yeah.
Later.
Ed, you should take a look, because there's a lot of, like, Tiger Woods.
This weekend?
Yeah. Just put, like, let's see. Tiger Woods. What would you do? Google. I'm going to say 2019 and 2023. Let's see here. Images. Watch this. Because it'll be like a combined.
Oh, he does have a Barry Bonds head thing going on.
Yeah. My dude has gotten jacked. Now look. But he's got that one real skinny leg because he ripped his fucking ankle off in a car accident where he fell asleep behind the wheel for sure.
Oh, you know what's the big telling thing with Tiger? The traps.
Yeah. That's so I was just telling somebody this. The traps are
a big difference.
Yes. You got
that kind of webbed neck thing going right into the trap.
Ed, I was just having this discussion with somebody because look, you can work out really hard, but you gotta really be juicing because that's not really you're not like doing shrugs or whatever. You're hitting that. Where you're doing squats or you're doing overhead press and the traps just grow vicariously from doing work on other muscles because you're on so much juice. But also, the guy fucking almost lost his leg in a car accident. I believe anybody should be able to do juice. I don't give a shit. But especially if you have a bad injury like this, like he kind of needs juice to even be competitive again, right? I know you hate Tiger Woods.
He missed the cut. Is that?
I don't know. I don't think it was a real tournament. I don't think there was a cut. But I don't follow golf. I like cool shit. I'm not really that closely.
Yeah.
Paying attention.
Yeah, he's definitely juiced.
Yeah, he's on juice. That's great.
To the gills.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Totally those agree. Traps. Jeez.
I know. Buddy. Right. He looks
saves
good.
The traps for the rest of us.
The shoulders. The chest. He's got that real V cut to his body that everybody's going for.
But kind of like the rumor type, like, I don't know. He looks like, do you want to be that big?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Like I feel like that's maybe a little like the picture I'm looking at, it might be somewhat of an issue to wipe with the big bulk.
Yeah. It's,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you don't need to be that bulky.
You know, I agree. But he's so rich that he's probably got a little. He's got one of those Japanese
seats.
He's got
like seats. A coming to America situation where he's got
the royal women penis
cleaning
is clean.
It down there.
Yes, yes, exactly. He's got whatever he needs. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely has a Japanese toilet.
Oh, for sure. Okay, some emails. People are reminding us. Oh yeah, or people are people want to win my watch. I'm still giving it away. We're gonna give it away first show of next year on the year in review episode. And we're at 35 entries, which is pathetic. But hold on, I'm gonna quickly read all the names. And if you don't hear your name, then I do not have your email. And all you have to do is send me an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, and just in the body of the email, put your email address. And although some people haven't put it in the body, I've still included them. So Drew in Houston, Coach Solo, Jerry Freeman, Fan, Michael Knapp, Matthew Richards, Casey, the not Canadian trucker. Turns out he lives in Colorado. I don't know why I thought he was Canadian. Something Michael Klein, sorry. Shayna Damaris, Mark Bazin, Jeff Clark, Jeff Penton, Wayne Matthews, Drew in Phoenix, Beer Crafter, the Guru Stu, David Bray. Oh, I got the. Hold on. See, it's a good thing I'm doing this because I have the Canadian trucker on here twice. So we got to delete one because that would have been two entries for him. So delete Canadian trucker. Okay, hold on. Kayla Chuss, Ben 906, our dear friend John in Fullerton. Hold on, I lost my train of thought. Tommy Kelly. I think that's Ryan in Wichita. Then there's Brian McAleer. Oh, look, hold on. Drew in Phoenix. I got you on here twice, buddy. Let's get this guy off of here. Good thing we're doing this, Ed. Delete row. Okay. Chris Pareda, Matthew Walker, Kyle and Scani, Chad Slayback. Oh, that reminds me, Ed. Chad Slayback, that's that guy that's a pastor that wanted to send us shirts to his church. And right. I want one of those shirts. So I'm going to remind me, or I'll remember. Keith Harbison of the Great Canard in Kansas, who's not even a real person, but I will let him apply.
He's not really in Kansas anymore, right?
He's in Texas now, where he said somebody at his office was talking about our show. So
water cooler. That was the biggest red flag of all.
Biggest lie he's ever told. Moses Alba, Alan Dixon, Super Lee, and our dear friend Terry Mall. So that's it, guys. 33, because I had a couple doubles on there. We're gonna roll the dice. Here. Yeah, we're going to roll the dice and give away my watch first show of next year. Okay. Oh, so so Lee threw his name in the hat, and he said the person he hates his most hated celebrity is Russell Wilson.
Safe one.
Yeah.
Safe one.
Now, but hold on.
Everyone hates him.
That's true. Everyone hates him. Now, Lee hates him because
He went to Wisconsin,
and of course,
1 year.
Yeah, fuck Wisconsin. Yeah, but he was a fifth-year guy out of Wisconsin. That's like saying you hate DJ Ungulele or something. The guy went to like fucking three different colleges. Like, what's
he was an NC State guy who he
had one more year eligibility,
and then he had one more year, and then I think Kirk Cousins and Michigan State beat them in the big game that year.
Yeah,
so Russell didn't even win anything. I don't think.
He didn't. Then he married his college sweetheart, and apparently, then she took liberties with Golden Tate, which was the rumor. And now he's married to Ciara, who's pretty attractive. So look, Russell Wilson. Yes, everybody hates Russell Wilson, but you can't hate him because he's a Wisconsin guy. Like, you can hate J.J. Watt for that. You can hate Ron Dane. Who's the other? Who's the running back that's? He was on the Chargers, and then he went to the. Then he went to the Broncos. Melvin Gordon. You can hate Melvin Gordon.
For his DUIs as well.
Yes, for his 502s. Exactly. You can't. Russell Wilson, you can hate, but you can't hate him specifically for being a Wisconsin guy because he's not really that. Okay. Oh, and then people are weighing in with their old guys. Katie Shady, she's got the grandpa, and this is actually a good one, but people aren't going to know who it is.
I know him pretty well,
The grandpa
William
from
Hickey.
Christmas Vacation, William Hickey. This is one of those guys that's played the old guy in everything. He was only 60 in Christmas Vacation. He looked 95 years old.
The blessing.
Yes. Yes, that guy. He always played an old guy, and he wasn't even that old. So that's a good one, but he's not well known enough to make the tournament, I would say. Similarly, Matthew Richards submits Lee Van Cleef, the bad guy from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, who's shockingly... Yeah, he's the bad in The Bad and the Ugly. He shockingly was apparently 40 years old in this movie, and he looks 70.
It's a great one because he set the picture.
Yes, it's crazy. And I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Buddy, you need to drink some water. Yeah. Get some sleep.
Yeah, maybe more like Marlboro Van Cleef. And then, oh, this one's pretty good. Terry in South Carolina, 28-year-old Mike Schmidt.
Somebody sent us a Willie McGee of the same age.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. But 28-year-old Mike Schmidt, he looks like he's been working down at the plant for 30 years.
He looks like he was a foreman for the past 40 years.
Yes, 28. That's wild. So thank you for all those submissions. Keep them coming. We will be doing our old guy bracket next year. Old-looking young guys. Okay. Ballers, last week you guys talked about the Josh Giddey allegations. How he is being treated makes me sick. Everyone needs to leave him alone. To think he would fogle at young girls is just unfair until due process is done. At the very least, give him a hour of your time before jumping to conclusions. Paul Walker among...
Wait, is Paul Walker?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was problematic. Paul Walker. Now, although Paul Walker, it's my understanding that he was existing at a much younger age himself, that he just maybe didn't develop past the early teen years ever. So he was dating a...
I'd never heard the Paul Walker.
Yes. But I believe he had a child with a child.
Brand death.
Yeah, yeah, it's very sad. It's very unbranded. Paul Walker, a mile in his shoes, or at the very least, take a wander in them before judging. Jokes aside, most people don't seem to know or purposely ignore Paul Walker was dating a 16-year-old in his 30s. Is it because he was in a terrible movie franchise or because he was method acting as that character and ended up in a sad segment? Lastly, I was talking to my dad about Lisa Bonet, who's obviously very attractive and such has been married to a rock and roll icon as well as a straight up Viking. So Daly's choice of her ex-husbands, Lenny Kravitz or Jason Momoa. I know Lenny had a dick slip at a concert once, but even if you've seen that grainy footage, a closer look might be necessary. If you haven't, even better. Congrats on 500, Drew. In Phoenix.
Baby's choice. It's a choice I make. Baby's choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Ed walks up to a urinal at either adjacent urinal is somebody well known. In this case, it's Lenny Kravitz. Fuck. This is a tough one. The other one, it's Jason Momoa. Who's it going to be, Ed?
It's Drew, right?
Yeah, it's from Drew. Yeah, I was looking ahead to the next one.
So whenever I see Jason Momoa, I'm like, my God, he is enormous.
Big dude.
He's so big. Big dude. And I think he's got an impressive rig.
Likely.
But fuck, Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
I got to see that D.
Yeah.
I got to see it. Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa Bonet, she's got to be, I don't know, she might be into her mid-50s by now. She looks fucking amazing.
Beautiful.
But she must have
her constitution.
Yes. And just a golden, just otherworldly, like it's like the Marcellus Wallace briefcase when you open that thing up and look inside.
Yep.
Because this... She can just draw in the most beautiful men and hold them as long as she wants until she's done with them. I mean, just unbelievable. I would like to see
I'm sure Bill Cosby didn't get a chance, yeah. and that's why he wanted to shut down everything that's because of Angel Heart. He's like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody's fucking without my consent?
Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely. Okay, here's another one. Ballers, congrats on reaching the episode 500 milestone. I'm usually team current episode, but was traveling for Thanksgiving and a little behind, so I just got around to it. I haven't been around since episode one, but if I've been listening long enough to remember when episode one, been listening long enough to remember when episode 100 was a big deal.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to one.
No, definitely not. Thanks to you guys and your regular special guests for all the hours of entertainment, especially this year. 2023 hasn't been the hardest year ever for me, but it's been close, and it's definitely been the strangest year ever. I'm starting to come out the other side of it now, and all of the laughs your crew has provided have definitely helped. I'm looking forward to the next milestone. That's from Andy and Indy. Thank you, Andy. I believe Andy is the one in Cincinnati who's alluded that we might be Eskimo brothers. That's he's made that, and he's, hey, do you know the same people? Yeah, anyway. Thank you for that, Andy. You're very sweet. Andy,
good man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. So that beautiful Eli Braden jam reminds me, Ed, that Hall and Oates embattled in a bitter lawsuit now.
That's one of the stories.
Oh, it is? Yes. Yeah, well, let's get to it.
First story, though.
Yes.
An important one.
Yes.
Embattled Susan Sarandon's son begs fans to stop sharing video, quote, with her honkers out.
Yes. I mean, it's got to be tough. Especially considering that this guy's, I mean, hopefully this kid didn't inherit his dad Nuke LaLoosh's throwing motion. But it's got to be hard because Susan Sarandon is, you know, she's an older lady. She's outspoken. She's a great actress. She's in her 70s. She looks amazing.
Looks amazing.
But she's known to just have this beautiful set of breasts that she's displayed many times in film. And yeah. Now this people
picture of her putting on makeup with her honkers out.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
Her it's great. Son is saying with her honkers.
We're bringing honkers back now, right? I mean, it's going to be hard not to start calling them honkers.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the term honkers in like 30 years, yeah. But I want to. Yeah,
it's great. But you do feel kind of bad for the
Mild
kid.
Mild Robbins.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Yeah.
I have very much enjoyed your mom's honkers
same,
over the years.
Same, buddy. I got to agree. She was one of those ones where I'm like, oh, she's not that hot. And then I got a little older and I'm like, oh, that's a great looking woman. You know, like I kind of missed her as a young man.
Yeah.
Yep.
25-year-old man was arrested for stripping nude on Disney's It's a Small World ride.
There's a video. I mean, there was obviously psychedelics involved.
There was.
Yeah.
But anyone who's been on that ride.
Yeah, the song.
Knows. You're going to go crazy.
Yeah. There. Yeah. There's look, as someone who has had psychedelic journeys in the Magic Kingdom, one time, Fan, he drifted back behind he just started walking like back into the Haunted Mansion and had to be rescued. You could lose where you are in there because it does feel like you've entered another dimension and actually is probably not safe to do. So I hope this guy's okay. But he was like, not only did he strip nude, he was swimming in the water. Like I saw video
from, be dangerous.
Yeah, from the local news. Like they had to stop the boats and stuff and have the Disney cops go get him out of the water all naked and shit. So hopefully he's okay
for that. Yeah. So I went to Disneyland like 5 years ago. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 years ago. And Michelle was like, "Oh, we got to do this. We're here. Absolutely. You got to do the famous." I was like, I don't know. And there was no line for a reason because, like, yeah, people are tired of this shit. And it was horrendous.
Song. Yeah. You go, but you do get air conditioning. So it's hot. And you go, oh, true, let's go on Small World and we can cool off. But the song never ends. It just keeps going. Because
all the cool rides.
Yes.
All the cool rides, it takes forever to get on there. Yep. This one, it's like, yeah, you can just stroll up and get, yep, right on.
Yeah. No. And then you pay for it because that song's in, but your, if, head for the next 3 days.
If a dude got naked.
Yeah.
If a dude got naked on there, yeah, I would have loved it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it would have made it much more worth it. You wouldn't have been so focused, sure, on the song.
Remember when we saw his honker? Because I've heard that for a penis as well.
Yeah, that is. It works both ways. It's great. Yeah.
It's a great word.
I love it.
Model Linda Evangelista said she's not interested in dating because she doesn't, quote, want to hear somebody breathing.
God bless her. God bless her.
What I if, will say, some people's, yeah, breathing is pretty gross.
You know, there's been times in my life where I've been in relationships and, you know, some more public than others. Hmm. And maybe I was in a relationship where someone would randomly develop this breathing issue and they'd be eating. And I have misophonia, which is why I can't stand to hear people eat. I say that all the time.
People are gross.
And my girlfriend's like, everyone has that. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of true. But I'd be sitting there and she would have this breathing issue all of a sudden. And like while she's eating. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then she'd come to bed and I hadn't been able to get to bed enough time before her to have fallen asleep, which was my usual practice. I was probably editing a podcast or something, but I was in bed and she would come to bed and then she would put on her Instagram stories at full volume. And I go, hey, you got some headphones or anything? You put some headphones on? Maybe I don't. And she's like, what? It's not that bad. And I'd be like, what? I don't want to hear this shit. Like, why are you doing that? And she would bully me about that. And then, but then she eventually she'd stop listening to the stories and then she'd be like, mouth breathing, Ed, mouth breathing. Ed. But the thing was, she wasn't normally a mouth breather, but occasionally she would go through bouts of this mouth breathing. And this is not, I'm not talking about anybody specific. This is hypothetical. And she'd be, and I'd be like, are you okay? Do you need to blow your nose? And she'd be like, what? It's perfectly normal to breathe through your mouth. And I'm like, no, it isn't.
Maybe hypothetically, she heard a funny conversation going on and she just wanted to stop it.
Yeah, maybe she wanted to read her stories. But this is not normal to breathe through your mouth. And you should be breathing through your nose unless you have an issue.
Unless deviated septum.
Yes, a deviated septum, some type of injury, to something that needs to be addressed. It is not healthy. Maybe it's an accent issue. Now, I will say this also. Linda Evangelista is one of the most beautiful women ever to live. I believe they used to call her the face. And now she's embroiled in some bitter lawsuit because her body's been ruined by freezing the fat or something. One of those type of things. But she's so beautiful, and if she doesn't want to hear people breathe, she shouldn't have to hear people breathe
because
she's so gorgeous. She should be able to do whatever she wants. We love Linda Evangelista, who's Canadian, yeah, I believe. Yeah.
I wish she didn't do this with her hair, but yeah, she's still,
yes, no, beautiful. And she's probably like 57 at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good looking woman.
Oh. Yeah. Big fan.
Yeah,
huge. Argentina's new president. They elected this dude, and he's something else.
I love him.
He had a previous career, yeah, as a tantric sex coach.
Stop it.
This is the sting thing, right? This is,
yeah,
he taught people how to fuck for hours.
Yes. I did not know. Hold on. Well, that's a tantric sex coach. That's actually the perfect career for a guy that becomes a politician because that's both completely bullshit jobs, right? Like,
oh, I was thinking you were going with, and they like to fuck people over for hours. Well,
that's true, yes. Javier Milei was elected president of Argentina Sunday evening with extreme libertarian tantric sex guru. There's never a dull moment.
This dude's a scary dude. He looks like an Austin Powers villain.
Yeah.
He's like a fucking far right lunatic. You know he's crazy.
You know who he kind of looks like is our dear the legend Lee Baracci. He's kind of got a Lee Baracci face to him with the hair. I wonder
if there's a Scott Thornton in his life.
Yeah, maybe he's made a someone in his own image like Lee Baracci did. Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Smaller, broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.